Unit 9. Only losers quit. Warming up. Now you will hear a broadcaster introduce the program, Only Losers Quit. Fill in the blanks based upon the information you hear.
Greetings, folks, and welcome to our program, Only Losers Quit. In the early to mid-1970s, a man had a dream to make the greatest boxing movie ever made. Everyone told him he couldn't do it, but they were all wrong. His movie was made, came out, and remains one of the greatest movies of all time. Maybe you've guessed who we're talking about, or maybe you haven't heard of him. Well, we have something special for you. Right here, on this program, you will hear from this famous filmmaker himself. In the interview, we'll ask him about how he realized his dreams, why he didn't give up, and the thrill of becoming successful. And he'll tell you about the determination you need in order to succeed.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1. Come on, keep it up. You need to keep going until you've finished. Quitting is for losers.
Yeah, you're right. I'll try not to quit, but keeping going is really hard.
Question. What does the woman consider difficult? 2. My mother always told me never to give up. Quitting is for losers, and winners never give up.
My teacher always told me the same thing, and I've always tried to follow his advice.
Question. What has the woman tried to do? 3. If I keep going and don't quit, can you guarantee that I'll become successful in the end?
Of course not. But if you give up now, you won't have the chance to become successful.
Question. What does the woman refuse to guarantee?
4. It has been 6 months since the official promised to end corruption in the city.
He hasn't been successful so far, but I hope he keeps trying. It's very serious.
Question. What does the man hope the official will do?
5. I give up. I hate to admit this, but getting a job at a newspaper is just impossible.
No, it isn't. You've wanted this your whole life. You can be a journalist if you just keep trying.
Question. What has the man always wanted to do?
6. When my uncle lost his leg, he was depressed, stayed at home, and refused to go outside.
I've heard stories like that before. Some people give up on life when they become disabled, but they should try not to use it as an excuse.
Question. What isn't an excuse for giving up, according to the man?
7. You are one of those abnormal people who refuse to give up when life gets difficult.
Thank you. But I think that most people are like me and not quitting. So I'm not really abnormal.
Question. What is common in people, according to the woman?
8. I've never seen anyone as ambitious as your brother. He has big dreams and works so hard to accomplish them.
He's a special person. He's been like that ever since he was in kindergarten.
Question. How long has his brother been ambitious?
9. Immigrants coming into the city spend about $500 a month. They start with nothing, and often they become successful.
20% of the 150 richest people in the city are immigrants. They become rich by not resting until they reach their goals.
Question: how many of the richest people in the city are immigrants?
Ten. When you set your goals for life, you swore you wouldn't quit until you had reached them.
What are you, my mother? Leave me alone, or I'll tell Dad you didn't go to school today.
Question: what is the relationship between the two speakers?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices.
You look sad. What's up?
I failed another English exam. I'm never going to learn this language well.
Oh, come on. Don't say that. In the past, my English was very poor, but now it's pretty good.
I wish that would happen to me. How did you do it?
I read more, spoke more, listened more, and wrote more. I took every chance to practice, such as going to English Corner, talking to foreigners, reading English aloud in the morning, and even speaking to myself from time to time.
I've done the same, but it's useless. My English hasn't improved. I don't think it ever will.
You should have confidence in yourself. You can learn English okay so long as you persist. Believe me.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, thanks a lot for the advice.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. Why does the man look sad? 2. What does the woman think about her English now? 3. What is one of the ways in which the woman improved her English? 4. What does the woman suggest to the man? 5. What does the man think about the woman's advice?
'Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
My daughter Ellen is 10 years old. She was born with a hearing problem. She has been diagnosed as half deaf, as she has poor hearing and a slow response time to sounds. She came home one spring day to tell me she had competed in a sports meet where they had lots of races and other competitive events. Because of her listening disability, I tried to think of words to encourage her. I didn't want to let her down. I have heard many famous coaches do so when the athletes are faced with defeat. But before I could speak, she looked up and said,
"Daddy, I won 2 of the races."
I couldn't believe it. And then Ellen said,
"I had an advantage."
Ah, I knew it. She must have been given a head start, some kind of physical advantage. But before I could say anything, she said,
"Daddy, I didn't get a head start. My advantage was I had to try harder."
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is Ellen's problem? 2. What did Ellen tell her father when she came home one spring day? 3. Why did her father try to encourage Ellen? 4. How did Ellen perform? Five. Why was Ellen able to perform so well?
Understanding a movie dialogue. Task 1. Now listen to a dialogue from the movie Forrest Gump and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
What's the matter, Mama?
I'm dying, Forrest. Come on in, sit down over here.
Why are you dying, Mama?
It's my time. It's just my time. Oh, now. Don't you be afraid, sweetheart. Death is just a part of life. Something we're all destined to do. I didn't know it, but I was destined to be your mama. I did the best I could.
You did good, Mama.
Well, I happen to believe you make your own destiny. You have to do the best with what God gave you.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself. Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're gonna get.
Mama always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them.
I will miss you, Forrest.
She had got the cancer and died on a Tuesday. I bought her a new hat with little flowers on it.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Similarities. 1.
Have you finished reading the story?
Yes, I've read it through.
What do you think of it?
It isn't very interesting. The plot is very similar to that of a book I read last year.
2.
What do you think of these two dictionaries, Peter?
They seem to be very much the same. Either will be fine with me. And you?
Personally, I'm also okay with either one, although the red one uses more difficult vocabulary.
Differences. 1.
Have you ever been to London or Cambridge?
Yes, I visited both cities just 3 weeks ago.
What is the difference between them?
Well, London is bigger and busier. Cambridge is very peaceful.
Which did you like better?
I enjoyed them both.
2.
What do you think of your new job?
Well, it's entirely different from my last job.
So, do you like it?
Yes, I do. It's very challenging.
Estimations. 1.
Is the room ready for our guest speaker?
I don't know. We estimate we'll need 50 more chairs.
But we already have over 100 seats set up.
I expect a big crowd. 3,000 people watch her on TV every week.
I guess I'd better go find some more chairs then.
2.
Have you heard about yesterday's disaster in Mexico?
Yes, the government estimated the death toll at 4,000.
How about the economic losses?
The economic losses are estimated to be as high as $20 billion.
Listening and speaking. Listening and discussion.
Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and try to answer and discuss the questions. Americans believe that individuals must learn to rely on themselves or risk losing their freedom. This means they achieve both financial and emotional independence from their parents as early as possible, usually by the age of 18. It means that Americans believe they should take care of themselves, solve their own problems, and stand on their own 2 feet. The strong belief in self-reliance continues today as a basic American value. This is perhaps one of the most difficult aspects of the American personality to understand, but it is important. Americans believe that they must be self-reliant in order to keep their freedom. If they rely too much on their families or the government or any organizations, they may not be free to do what they want. By being dependent, they will not only risk losing freedom, but also risk losing the respect of others. Even if they are not really self-reliant, most Americans believe they must appear to be so. Although receiving financial support from family or government is allowed, it is never admired. Many people regard it as setting a bad example. Homework: Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister. Mr. Matthew might merrily marry Mary on Monday morning. Task 2. Recite the following sayings. The secret of success is constancy to purpose. Benjamin Disraeli. Don't part with your illusions. When they are gone, you may still exist, but you have ceased to live. Mark Twain. Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Hello, this is the emergency 911 operator.
Help! Help! Please help me!
Yes, sir. Please calm down and explain exactly what is happening.
Calm down? My car is stalled on the freeway. I have a female passenger, and she's going into labor.
Now relax, sir. Can you tell me where exactly you are?
I'm in the southbound lane of the Lincoln Expressway, about 15 miles from the Washington Tunnel, and this lady isn't going to wait.
Okay. What's your name, sir? I also need your passenger's name.
It's Bob, and I have no idea about the woman. She's in no condition to tell me.
Okay, now what's the nearest landmark?
I see the Golden Arches, McDonald's.
Okay, is there anyone else with you?
No, and I've already tried to get someone else to stop.
Hey, what was that?
The traffic's terrible, and I'm blocking the lane. It's all piling up behind me, but no one will help. How soon can someone get here?
I've just dispatched an ambulance to your location. They should be there any second.
Oh, good. Hey, is there anything I can do while we wait for the ambulance?
Yes, keep her calm and warm.
Okay, please hurry. Oh, the ambulance is too late. It's a boy!
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What is the man? 2. What is the problem with the woman? 3. Where is the man now? 4. What did the operator tell the man to do? 5. What happened in the end? 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
As a mother of 3 children, not yet teenagers, I often found myself complaining. I complained to anyone who would listen that I needed some peace and quiet. I longed for it. I would think about what I would do if I had some hours to myself to do whatever I wanted. However, with 3 children, there was never any peace and quiet. I always found myself taking someone somewhere, picking someone up, or baking for someone. But throughout everything, I really wished for some peace and quiet. Eventually, my time came. Last month, for the first time, my kids went away together on vacation for a whole week. I finally had my peace and quiet. I could do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. I slept late, I didn't make breakfast, and it was certainly quiet. But to my surprise, I found that there is a thing as too much quiet. The first few days were wonderful, but later I felt lonely and missed my kids very much. I looked forward to them coming back. When they did return, I was only too pleased to drive them, pick them up, and bake for them. After all, one day they'll go for more than just a week's vacation.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What did the mother complain about? 2. What did the mother long for? 3. What happened last month? 4. What did the mother feel in the first few days? 5. What did the mother hope later on? 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
The World Health Organization has established an international committee of cancer experts. The experts will develop a plan to fight what the WHO calls the global epidemic of cancer. They held their first meeting in Geneva, Switzerland earlier this month. The advisory committee is expected to develop the WHO Global Cancer Control Strategy by early next year. The goal is to reduce cancer rates and improve quality of life for cancer patients and their families. The WHO is the United Nations Health Agency. Delegates at the World Health Assembly meeting last month approved a resolution on cancer prevention and control. They agreed on the need to do more to fight increases in cancer deaths. The committee is a first step. The World Health Organization says more than 20 million people are living with cancer. The disease is a leading cause of death. Cancer kills almost 7 million people a year. By comparison, AIDS-related conditions kill 3 million people a year. The WHO expects the number of cancer deaths to increase 50% within 15 years. The agency says cancer rates are on the rise in both developing and developed countries. It says the increase is linked to such things as tobacco use, unhealthy diet, and a lack of exercise. Infections and cancer-producing chemicals are also responsible. Medical experts say at least one-third of all cancers can be prevented. In some developing countries, people are living longer because of better treatments for infectious diseases, but cancer risk increases with age. As a result, aging populations play a part in the increase in cancer rates. Worldwide, the most common cancers in men are in the lungs and stomach. In women, the most common are breast and cervical cancer. The WHO notes that some of the most common forms of cancer are curable with operations, drugs, or radiation treatment. Many countries have national cancer policies and programs. However, health officials say more action is needed. The World Health Assembly resolution calls on all member states to develop national cancer programs. These would include prevention measures, early cancer testing, and improved treatment and care for those living with cancer.